Ain't this a bitch?
Well, keep running your mouth because you put this on the radar.
What do you mean I put it on the radar? Why? Because I was great? Because I did something that no one thought could ever
you
be accomplished?
You were braggadocious, just like your daddy.
Yeah, because you know how hard it is to do this? Look at you, man. All you do is run your mouth 24-7. And the same bitches about you, about me right now, apply to you. Yet I'm the one that's being punished for it.
Well, maybe it's you. Maybe it ain't me.
The commissioner has buckled to pressure because an event yesterday had people up in arms, and she's decided.
What, the annual meetings?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rutch, just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. All right, here's the situation.
What happened?
Every Tuesday, we do our segment Where They Whine.
Yeah.
Kimmy reads a post from the neighborhood apps that you guys send her. She removes street names, town references. Mm-hmm. There are still clues in there. We all listen.
You have to listen.
And we try and figure out where they whine in.
Yeah.
And yesterday, beyond all odds, one man took the star chart lead.
Oh, you went on a little mini run.
Mini run.
You make it sound like you're a Yankee dynasty.
Bro, I've hit three out of the last five. Three out of the last five.
No, that's not true.
It is. Because I went back to back.
Three of the last five.
I went back to back right before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Missed the week back.
Yeah.
Hit again. Okay.
No, it wasn't the last
three
five.
Three of the last
though.
Six. Still pretty damn good.
Why can't I count?
I don't even know if that's right, but we'll go with it.
Bottom line is this.
What's the bottom line? Jay, we need rules.
My success
caused
Kimmy to get a heck of a lot of blowback.
Well, okay. This was the tipping point, but there have been a lot of these changes proposed that we've just kind of been blowing by.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's time to take a look at some of these suggestions, because maybe they have a point and we're just oblivious.
Okay. So first of all, before we get into Kimmy's idea,
you
say that my gloating from winning is what caused this.
Yeah.
I don't even think that I gloat all that hard.
Oh, no, because it wasn't hard to find you gloating when I went back. In green!
Because he picked the biggest bird.
Oh, my. You could have picked it, dumbass.
Leah.
Oh, my God!
Because he picks.
It feels so good!
And he picked grease every time.
It feels
I bet you 90% of those stars
good.
Are grease.
Soak it in. Rub it. Touch it.
I
feel
think
it.
Do you feel like I do?
It was on the table and you passed.
I do have a couple people I'd like to thank.
Yeah. Like who?
I'd like to thank Kimmy for inventing this brilliant game, which has allowed me to now become the star chart leader.
Yeah, well, brown star.
I would like to thank everybody who participates every week because, you know, without competition, you can't be the legend, the greatest of everything. Five, baby. I don't think it's that bad.
No.
I was very excited.
That's just a small clip.
Okay, so people bitched, you buckled.
Yeah.
What is your idea?
Well, we have a few ideas, so I'm thinking like we can maybe go through some of these suggestions, because these were brought to us exclusively by people who listen and play the game.
It's the people. The people need to speak.
So I think that, you know, maybe some discussion needs to be had before any rule is selected.
Okay, so you've laid out a process here, because the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NBA, they all have their meetings where at the end of every season they go
How
over...
How can we improve the league?
Based on changing rules.
So it's like the winter meeting.
You got it.
Yeah.
So, Kimmy, you yesterday put up on Facebook...
Facebook and Twitter.
...asking for ideas to change rules.
You know, what are your suggestions?
You're also open to taking phone calls right now at 252-WCMF. And you said we are going to change one rule...
Yes.
...that comes from the outside of the room...
Yep.
And eventually will be voted on. We're going to narrow it down and vote on the rule that gets changed forever and where they want.
Yep.
Okay. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, shut up, you bitch.
I wanted tariffs. Tariffs are a beautiful thing.
All right, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Can we start with some of the suggestions?
Okay. So this is one that I hear a lot. If nobody guesses where they whine in, then and only then does the commissioner win by default.
Oh, look at that. Kimmy wants to change the first rule to give herself a star.
I'm actually going to say up front that this one cannot be a rule, only because I should not have a hand in how it plays out.
You want to do the I'm So Great song?
I'm Kimmy, Christ on the cross, I'm so great. I do everything for the break room.
I already hear how I'm fixing the game and making certain people win and other people not.
Yeah, by the way, she hates me. I love how people thought yesterday she's helping me cheat.
So I am going to exclude myself from ever getting a star because I don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
So that rule is off the table.
Off it, we struck it. That's
okay,
that's gone.
Yeah, we're not going to change it.
Go on.
Some other ones here. If Duffy or Tommy guesses correctly before the answer is given,
Chi-Chi.
Kimmy announces that one of those two guessed correctly, and then they have to try to figure out who wins.
What?
So they have to, you guys guess who won between the two of you if one of you
won. What, you want to scream at each other for 20 minutes for the rest of this show?
So maybe we pass on that.
Okay, right, good call. By the way, nobody else gets to play after that.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is one that I think I heard the most out of all of them. You need to break up the bigger suburbs like Greece or Rondecoit, much like you do the sections of the city. It gives people more options.
It's okay. The biggest square on the board.
All right, so yeah, that was your bitch yesterday, even though you could have picked Greece and won, which I won on yesterday because it was Greece.
Yeah, but you're kind of playing the field when you take Greece.
No, you're not. The field is the rest
I
of the towns.
But it's like, it dwarfs the west side.
I think that people who live in either, especially Rondecoit or Greece, feel that certain parts of the town are different than the other.
Okay,
whether it's east of Rondecoit and west of Rondecoit. People said split Greece up into north and south, but I don't know where the line would be.
Okay, so let's break this down. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I could see us splitting Rondecoit in the east and west Rondecoit because the school districts are broken up that way. Yeah. There is a defined line of east and west Rondecoit. It would be impossible to break up Greece.
I don't know
where people cut the line off.
Because there's really three different Greeces out there.
Oh, you're saying there's three.
Here comes Eastside Tommy to explain a town he doesn't go to.
Actually, there's four sections of Greece.
Okay.
There's the city Greece next to Kodak.
Wow.
There's North Greece.
City Greece. What do you mean by city Greece?
It's closer to the city.
Yeah? Where does it end?
It ends with your wallet.
Shut up.
Then there's North Greece.
Okay,
where's
North Greece start?
North Greece.
Where's it start?
Is right next to the next section. Center Greece.
What is Center Greece?
And then there's Western Country Greece.
Is Western like Western?
Western, it's going out. There's like the Deerfield Country Club going on that area.
No, some people say that's North Greece.
Yeah, you idiot.
I'm going west on the ridge. Going out towards like Deerfield.
You can't even know.
Past Ridgemont is Western Greece.
You don't know anything about the town of Greece.
All right, so Ridgemont Country Club, past that starts Western Greece.
No, because now you're bumping up on Spencerport and Hilton.
That's
why it's out that way.
No, you idiot, but you don't know where it ends and starts. Say what you've done. Say what you've done, Kimmy.
So we created four sections of Greece.
We can't break up.
We need a map of Greece to break that up.
No, because
you're both from this area.
Yes, and that's why it's impossible. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we want to make the game as least complicated as possible.
I just did it.
No, we can break up Rondecoit. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But breaking up Greece would be impossible. You can't do it.
You can't say city Greece and...
Where does city Greece end?
Well, begins at the city and right about... Mount Reed.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, Mount Reed to the city line would be city Greece.
No, because there are going to be people that argue it's not until you get
people
to where the Chipotle
gonna,
is. Exactly. That's my point, stupid.
Everybody's going to argue with this. Us to determine.
Everybody going to argue it's us to determine.
We have to determine these lines.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy has buckled under pressure after my amazing victory yesterday and decided to allow listeners, you guys, to change a rule for where they wine. And we're going to change one rule.
Right.
Kimmy has gotten nominations online yesterday after she secretly put up a post that I, by the way, woke up to. That was not fun. And we're going to allow you to vote starting, hopefully, this afternoon, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. What's going on, buddy?
So you took a poll on Facebook and whatever the hell the other thing is called now. You know, the same sites that push ivermectin and tell you that the planets are going to align so well that they're going to be visible to the naked eye and you're going to see the rings. Are you just trying to make Kimmy's job harder here?
She did this!
Well, Jeremy, we didn't take a poll. We're taking suggestions.
Yeah, the poll will be on our website, I believe.
Yeah, this is go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying we're just getting people's ideas for what they want for the game.
Here's a suggestion for all you people bitching about this. It's a game where you win nothing. You walk away empty-handed.
Wait, what?
What the hell are you so goddamn up in arms about?
Well, that sounds like a man who hasn't won five times, though. That's what it sounds like, Jeremy.
Yeah, this is the pride of your life at this point right now.
It really is.
Settle down, buddy.
So you're saying people should get over themselves?
People should just tune into the show.
And not call a radio station to complain. I'm just trying to get it right.
How many times do I have to tell you? If I don't call, you're down about three quarters of your listeners, and you're screwed.
So don't get upset and don't call and worry about it.
Jeremy, where does city Greece end?
He knows.
Mount Reed. How do I know? Mount Reed is both in the city and Greece.
Oh, great point. Great point. Sucks. Your idea sucks.
No, but it goes north and south, so it cuts.
Jeremy, I got to take some more suggestions.
Like a knife.
But thank
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ, just listen, dicks.
I think funny. Jeremy's suggestion is don't change anything.
I like that suggestion.
That it could also we could also throw that up there. That could be an option.
Mm. All right,
we don't have to change anything.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Abe. Abe, what rule are you changing?
Hey, I think you should do this. I mean, you're sitting here bragging because you've won so many times.
Five times.
But you get to pick second.
Who
right?
gets to?
Why don't we put like you? Hold on. Let me finish here.
You shut up, Abe. This is our show.
You asked me for my suggestion. I'm trying to give it to you, and you won't let me talk.
See how he does?
All right, go ahead, Abe. I'm sorry.
So
five-time champion.
I noticed. You guys usually pick 10 names. You guys usually have 10, 12 people a week. Why don't you throw numbers into a hat, and before you start, you and Tommy pick a number out.
Did
this
we do
way
that already?
You guys yeah, don't we, get the first two picks.
So we tried that, Abe, and Tommy got so bored with the game when he wasn't going first that he just, like, quit.
Tommy disqualified himself yes. almost every time.
Well, then let Tommy quit, you know? I mean, it's kind of hard.
I quit.
It's kind of hard
Abe.
For you to sit here and brag that you're winning so much when you get to pick second. What if you pick 10th? Maybe you wouldn't win at all.
He picks first.
Yeah, but my first pick kind of sets up your pick.
Oh, is that what it is?
I want to elaborate on Abe's point because he's not the only one that brought this up. There are a lot of people that saying not only should you pick numbers, but maybe Tommy and Duffy should go last every week.
Well, I agree 100%.
Oh, do you?
Do you? Ruckus out of their mouth.
You want to handicap the champion? Is that what this is? Because when I, the country
you
I grew up in.
Maybe you wouldn't be a champion if you pick last.
Only in your fantasy, buddy. Thanks for the call, Abe. We'll take your suggestion.
Hey, man, you guys have fun. Thanks.
Love you, Abe. Thank you. Here's what I don't understand.
What's that?
I grew up in a great country,
Well, this great country of ours.
Where we celebrated. That. We celebrated people that excelled at their skill.
The first time.
That mastered their skill.
Not the fifth time.
No. Because a master is someone who leads the star chart. You know what it is?
Nobody likes a dynasty, and you ain't a dynasty.
You know what it is when you start changing rules to prevent people from being successful?
Right.
That's called communism. And if you want that, you're a filthy red. You're a filthy red. Lenin giving you a high five over your communist, where they wanted in views.
So just call it... Where are them commies?
Oh, I know. They're all on Facebook suggesting we change rules because I'm just too damn good at this game. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Got more suggestions coming in. Kimmy has agreed. She buckled to the pressure of the horde to change one rule and one rule only for where they wind. And we've got our suggestions. We're going to put them up on our website.
Okay.
We're going to pick the top three, I think.
And then that we'll put to a vote then?
Yes, okay. Yes. Paul writes, whoever wins picks last if they call back the next week. Sorry, Ben, you suck. As a closer, with that being said, Ben is on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
What was that douchebag's name? Paul? Yeah, screw you, Paul. But
yeah!
Anyways, I'm with that, is that the winner should pick last the next week. Because I feel like if you do win going last, it's a little bit more impressive. So I got my star for the year. I feel like that's more impressive than your five stars you get picking second there, Duffy.
Yeah, no, one is definitely more impressive than five. So Ben's suggestion, along with Paul's then, would be, Kimmy, much like the NFL draft, if you win,
go
to the back of the line.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Winner from the previous week goes last.
Okay, Ben.
So who goes first in this week?
That would be you.
You.
Okay, so
the
I
worst player of all time.
But let's say I lose.
To go first,
let's say I win.
Sucks. Yeah, then you go last.
Yeah.
But then who goes first?
Then Pat would go first.
What does Pat benefit?
Then a caller would go second, and then Tommy goes last, which probably won't ever happen this whole year.
Danny writes us. He's got a suggestion. He goes, here's a suggestion. Stop taking Ben's calls.
We could stop taking Danny's messages.
Ben, you're hurting everybody, Ben.
Damn.
Ben, you're hurting everybody. Thanks
Pull that out of the holster fast, buddy.
252-WCMF. All right. I could get behind if you win, you go last. But you're always going to go first, Tommy, because you're never going to win again.
How do you know?
Because you're on a 12-month cold streak.
That means I'm due.
Because you suck. You've been due for a year. It's like the longest pregnancy ever. You've got the gestation period of an elephant. Kimmy, do we have any good suggestions left?
Okay, so this one, I don't know how it would work. I get their idea behind it. They said there should be a challenge flag or voting system for disqualification.
Oh, I like that.
a disqualification review, if you will.
Well, okay. We kind of do that.
But
in
we kind of do. Yeah. I don't know who would throw the person who got disqualified.
Because you kind of do that.
But you make the decision. So who are we going to challenge it to? The listeners?
Yeah. Right.
That would be too complicated. Yeah.
No, I like it.
All right. What else we got?
Okay. Let's see. Two people said, get Ryan Duffy involved. I want to know if he knows Rochester like he knows his Buffalo Bills. They want a third player in the game here.
No, we're not.
That's just another person.
Ryan,
I think they're missing Ryan's picks.
No, I get it. I get that he's fun and chubby and everything. But, like he drags down one segment a week during football season. Let's not make it two. Let's not drag down two segments. It's hard enough. My back's killing me for dragging his dead body through the mud as it is.
There are also people that want to change the way you enter the game.
Okay.
Because people who do not want to call said that people who guess correctly on social media should also get a star.
No, that's horse crap. And here's why.
Now you gotta call. You gotta play the game.
You gotta hang it out.
Yeah, we wanna know why.
Yeah.
And we want to debate it with you.
Absolutely.
We want to mock you.
Yes, yes. If you are not ballsy enough to defend your pick to two men who are going to say the worst possible things about you.
Why take my fun away?
Yeah, exactly. No. That's the stupidest idea of all. Yeah. I'm a coward. I only want to do it via social media. Pick up the phone, bitch.
See, I wanted to indoctrinate or bring in.
Could you have picked a more wrong word?
Not indoctrinate.
You want to indoctrinate a rule?
I wanted to introduce.
You're such an idiot.
I want to introduce.
I want to indoctrinate gold bricks.
I want a Greece rule. Because I think Greece, because it's such a wide population.
Get off of Greece. We're not breaking up Greece.
Here's the thing. If you pick Greece and you win, then you had to forego your the next time you win, you don't get a star.
No! That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's a star tariff.
Wait, say what you just said.
So if you pick Greece and you win, then
you can't pick it the next week.
Well, you don't get
a star. So then why would
No, you get a star.
Yeah,
but you lose the option of the next star when you win it the next time. You lose. It's a star tariff.
He thought this was
because
brilliant.
You're taking the biggest.
He thought this was
you're taking the biggest part of the.
You just
have
a problem with people picking Greece, even though you yourself could pick Greece.
Let Greece go
at any point.
Let it go, man. Let it go. I was not indoctrinated by your idea. I would like to.
I want a Greece tariff. That's all.
I would like to indoctrinate a rule. He said. He's 60.
I'm 65. The indoctrination rule.
Pete's on CMF. Petey, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, my name's Pat Tuffy, and I'm just a whiny little bitch because I only win when Pete doesn't call in because he's been so busy with work and he can be ahead of Pat Tuffy on a Star Trek. But I don't want to do any rules because I'm just a whiny little bitch. Mm.
Man, I can't hear you all the way back behind me because I'm leading the Star Trek.
The only reason you're leading right now is because for the last couple of weeks, I have not been able to call in.
Well, then be more dedicated to the game. What do you want from me, Pete?
I got to meet with my customers, Pat.
Oh, we're going to meet with my customers. Hey, do you tell them you're in second place when you sit down with them? Hey, how'd you like the number two guy?
Hey, this is coming from the guy that took about 8 months to catch up.
Yep. And that's what even more sad because you had so much time to gain that lead, but you didn't, Pete. And you're in second place. First loser. Great talking to you, buddy.
I agree with Tommy. Greece needs to be split up.
Okay. You find me a way to easily split up Greece.
So we did have a suggestion from a woman that works for the post office. And she said Greece is split up into technically four zip codes.
Thank you.
What are they called? Center Greece? Indoctrinated Greece? Gold brick Greece?
West of Ridgemont Greece.
If we could map out where exactly each one of those falls.
I like it.
And give them names.
No, but we would have to explain that before we played the game every single time.
True.
That every single time.
I think people who lived or grew up in Greece are the only ones that really know how different parts of Greece are.
Obviously, based on hearing a man try to describe four parts of Greece.
But there is different areas of Greece. Can we agree?
Yes, but
there's like nice Greece. And
there's different areas of Henrietta. There's different areas of Penfield.
But Greece is really...
Yeah, because it's one of the largest suburbs in America.
Oh, it is, yeah.
252 WCMF. We are changing one rule for where they wanted. You guys are going to decide it. Mike's on CMF. Mike, what's your rule change?
Hey, I'm thinking about... say next Tuesday, you and Tommy go first and second.
Okay.
Then the second week, you guys go second and third. then work your way right down through, then you go back through the cycle again.
Okay, now, here's the thing, Mike. I get where you're coming from.
That takes a lot of memory, Mike.
Have you ever heard the show try to do math ever?
Yes, quite a few times.
Okay, so you understand the problem then.
Yeah, moving two things at once is tough, bro.
Kimmy knows what she's doing. She's the commissioner. She's
good. No. When it comes to math, she also does it. And to Tommy's point, moving two things at once, like his brain and mouth doesn't work at the same time. So how are we going to do
last
this?
Night,
really?
Baby, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was hitting that star chart on your mama last night.
Mike, don't laugh at that. Mike, thanks for the call,
All
buddy.
The stars came out last night.
They shut. Stop doing the mouth noise.
Didn't hear that last night.
Okay, everyone is arguing for breaking up Greece. Daniel writes on Instagram, does the Nextdoor app differentiate the sections of Greece? You wouldn't be able to tell where the whining is coming from besides Greece as a whole. That's a great point. How would you know which point of Greece it's coming from unless the app tells us?
It does. It's
your mic's off. Can't even work a mic. She wants to change the rules of the game.
I was on the phone.
This game makes everybody hate each other. We're not even playing it right now.
No, it usually in the apps or in the posts, it's tagged like usually in a specific area, or specific neighborhood. Okay. Sometimes it's tagged as a whole, but usually it's very specific, like down to almost like the street where that person tagged it in.
Okay, before I take these last two suggestions, is there anything you want to read from social media?
Okay, well, this one isn't really a suggestion. Winners deserve prizes, you cheapskates.
Yeah, you want to give me prizes? I already have the greatest job in the world. Why would you want to do that?
So we already did.
I'll take concert tickets.
We did, let me see if I missed one here. This person says, limit the number of callers and give them only 30 seconds ticking time to explain the pick.
No, because then they're going to panic and the bit's going to suck.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't give us enough time to make fun of them.
Right, yeah, we need that mockery time.
Yeah. Mockery time. It's going to be the name of your autobiography.
Other than
Mockery
that,
time, indoctrinated by gold bricks.
I think we have covered most of them here.
Okay. 252 WCMF, man, we haven't heard from in a long time.
Who's that, buddy?
Thanksgiving Mike. Hey, Thanksgiving Mike. How are you, bud?
Hey, fellas. So I would consider myself the Greece expert since I work in the town for the past 20-some years.
Okay.
So how do you want to split it? North-south? You want to split it? You could split it into threes. You could have a north, central, and south. If you want to have an east-west, you could split it east-west. You tell me, and I can explain to you the easiest way of doing all
I can
all
do
of
this
it.
For you.
I know a guy who knows a guy. I'm going to do it for you. I'm doing a thing for you right here.
I can make things go away.
Like, you want to go east-west, you have 390 that splits it down the middle. You want to go north-south, you go right to the Vintage Lane. Vintage Lane is north-south. You want to have it descend into north-south-central, then you can have Latta. You have Westridge Road and everything in between.
See how complicated this is? You see what's happening right now? Tommy doesn't even know where Vintage Lane is.
Yeah, it's by the Tulio's house. It is, I think.
Probably.
Isn't that Wegmans over there?
I don't know. I start hearing his voice when I get over that way. Oh, buddy, miss you. I love that man. He's so nice. All right, Mike, tell you what. We'll call you back if we got to split it up. How about that?
You need the answers. I got your answers.
Thanks, buddy. Good to talk to you, man.
Yes, pal.
There goes.
Could we establish a commissioner, a side commissioner, just for Greece?
Okay. So you do bring up another rule I forgot to tell you
What's
about.
That?
People want us to rotate the commissioners each week.
To who? Us, me, or Tommy?
Yeah, which would mean Tommy would have to read a post.
I'm not doing that.
And answer phones.
Yeah.
I can't do all that
and
stuff.
And hit a button. Kid can't even read. He
I
thought
can read
the word.
Somewhat.
He tried to indoctrinate a rule onto the air.
All right. How about a commissioner just for Greece to determine, you know, when we have discrepancies?
Who?
Somebody that lives in Greece
Who?
Now.
Who?
Down the hall.
Who?
Sandy Waters.
No, we're going to have Sandy come work on our show.
She's here every Tuesday. She could come down here quickly if we... Only if we have a question. She could be a Greece side commissioner.
Sandy, stop doing your show and come down and do our show for free, please. Thank you.
She's a nice person. I'm sure she'd love to
do it. Sandy's not nice. She's the meanest person
I
know.
I have known Sandy since practically I moved her. I know her husband. Good people.
You've said seven words to her your whole life.
I've talked to Sandy.
Oh, take it back. You talked to her that one time when you guys were both wearing the same sweater.
Yes.
No, same shoes.
That was it.
No, it was her mother's jacket.
Sorry, I take it all back. 252 WCMF, our last suggestion from listeners on the phone. George, better be a good one, buddy.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, go ahead.
It's going to make Tommy happy. I say a double gold star if you can call your shot.
What do you mean by call your shot?
Let's say pick the exact neighborhood.
Oh, like if you the closer you get to the
impossible,
actual
man.
Really, because try and call your shot every week.
You're talking Greece, and he nails North Greece, or you know, around a
look what you did with Greece.
Greece.
It's kind of like a bonus pick.
You've indoctrinated all these people into arguing for your Greece idea, George. That's a terrible idea. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Okay. Are there any others you'd like to get out there?
Well, people are just trying to divide Greece. Divide Greece into two, north of Ridge Road and south of Ridge Road.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do.
What's that?
Kimmy is going to take all the suggestions that were given.
Yeah.
We are going to put the top three.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like there are some that were said more than others.
Okay.
So maybe we'll do the most popular vote or suggestions.
You are the commissioner. I am leaving this to you because if I involve myself in any way.
I will do the top three here.
Okay. Kimmy is going to put those three that she decides are the most wanted.
Sounds good.
Up on our website at WCMF.com. At some point today after the show, it will be up for voting, and I believe we're going to keep it up until Friday. We are not going to tell you until next week.
Ooh, boy.
And you and I will not know until we start what the new rule is going to be.
I like it. I like it.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I think it's going to be good for the show. Everybody gets a gold brick.
Way to go. We had a beautiful thing. And you're all ruining
it. You ruined it, man.
I didn't ruin nothing. I just got good. You ugly, stupid face. Let's take a break. We are so late right now. Frederick Douglass, Greater Rochester International Airport and Light Bulb Emporium.
Yes.
Has another new carrier.
Wait, who's coming in?
Breeze Airways.
Breeze.
Breeze Airways,
okay.
It was announced this morning, will be offering flights between Rochester and four airports beginning this spring. On Thursdays and Sundays, they will fly to Charleston, South Carolina.
Ooh.
On Mondays and Fridays, they will fly to Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina.
And south.
On
a lot of flights going that way.
Thursdays and Sundays, they will go to New Orleans.
New Orleans.
And on Mondays and Fridays, they will go to Orlando, Florida. All of this will start in May.
Bam. All right.
Now, you guys know I'm not a great flyer.
Right.
Yeah.
And in light of everything that has happened in the last, like, two weeks, right? Like, you know, people are very tense.
Yeah, there's been some issues, sure.
I've never even heard of anything resembling Breeze Airways.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Breeze Airways?
No, it's probably Upstart, right?
It sounds like something you would spray in your living room if the dog crapped.
I was thinking of Febreze.
Okay. All right, great.
Sounds nice.
And they're only flying to like certain places on certain days of the week.
Yeah, I mean it's a it's a discount carrier.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean we've had those come and go throughout the years.
Sure. I'm just maybe I'm wrong. Tell me.
I hadn't heard about what was the other one, Frontier, before they came here. It feels like there's always one of those.
What was
it?
Avelo or something like
Avelo,
that?
Avelo. Yeah,
Avelo. Yeah.
Is that okay? Do you guys are you hesitant about booking flights on airlines you've never heard of?
Not for at a safety.
Yeah, same. It's more so like, what am I going to get charged for?
What am I going to get charged for? What if the flight gets delayed? How do I catch a flight?
Will my
because like if you're a big carrier like United, there's multiple flights when you get down there you can catch, right?
Okay, yeah.
But if I miss that flight,
that's a good point.
Or my connection,
yeah.
How long do I have to wait to get another flight to Orlando? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Unless
these
are direct.
So here's what's funny about
if they're direct. I would take it.
So Charleston is direct. Raleigh-Durham is direct.
Okay.
New Orleans and Orlando, kind of direct.
Oh, what? Do you stop and stay on the plane?
Bingo. It's like a Greyhound bus, but with wings.
I didn't think you were allowed to do that. I thought you had to get on the
plane. Have you ever gotten off at a stop and they're like, if you're continuing with this flight to Houston or wherever you're going, like you stay on board?
I thought they stopped that.
No, it says right here, one stop, change of plane, breeze through service, unless they make you get off for a sec and get back on.
All right, so that my one concern ain't a concern. So I would say yeah.
Yeah, but where am I stopping to pick people up? Like if I'm going to New Orleans from Rochester, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if I have to stop at like Norfolk, I don't want to deal with people in Norfolk.
I think they stop at bus stops. I think they pick somebody up downtown bus stop.
Is the Rochester airport just going to be discount carriers from this point forward?
It's starting to turn out that way.
Kind of feels that way, right?
Yeah.
Right?
They kind of come and go, yeah.
It's like, people flying out of here just looking for like a quick getaway.
And like here's the thing, God bless you, because people like a cheaper way to fly, but like, I don't know, like, if they show up and then they're gone like a year later, doesn't give me a lot of faith in booking flights in the newest discount carrier that's coming up.
I wouldn't go too far into the calendar.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow would be good.
Yeah.
Well, they don't start till May.
I would still book it tomorrow.
Okay, great.